Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of July 18th through the 22nd, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. We end this week with the second quarter GDP report on Friday morning. The economy looks to have bounced back some in the second quarter and could post a reading as high as 3%. Trend growth remains near the 2% rate we've seen since the recession ended. The star of the second quarter will be the consumer. What happens for the remainder of the year and into 2017 will depend on whether the consumer keeps up their pattern of strength. Net exports are expected to post a small positive, while inventories will be a wild card. We expect a slower addition of inventories, still growing though, rather than the nearly $70 billion added to inventories in the first quarter. A bigger number just means that inventories will further delay any increase in manufacturing, a segment that is still struggling to be positive. The economy looks fairly solid. Recent data has been strong, except for exports and manufacturing. The UK's decision to leave the EU has slowly become a regional matter rather than a global economic event. However, not much data since the Brexit vote has been released yet. There is little doubt that Britain is sinking into recession, but how Brexit will affect the greater EU is still unknown. In the US, the economic data has been positive enough that the Fed could consider raising rates, although it is still unlikely at this point. The economy will continue on its 2% course, but employment growth is likely to slow as we approach a full employment environment. Last week's data highlight looks at residential construction. Home builder sentiment fell slightly in July. The NAHB index of builder confidence fell 1 point to 59. All three subcomponents declined, with future sales dropping the most. Still, despite the downtick, the index is well above the expansionary level of 50. The stability of the index suggests steady growth in housing over the next 6 months. Residential construction logged a healthy gain in June, but the increase was not enough to lift building activity above year-earlier levels. Housing starts rose nearly 5% in June to an annual pace of just under 1.2 million, but were down 2% from a year earlier. Single-family starts rose nearly 4.5% month-over-month to an annual pace of 778,000, while multifamily starts rose nearly 5.5% to 411,000 units. Permits for both single-family and multifamily units rose, but the multifamily sector trailed year-earlier levels. On the bright side, completions were up for both single-family and multifamily units, suggesting home builders are making progress on the large construction pipeline. Overall, residential construction had a solid June, but has yet to break free of its flat trend of the last year. After peaking above its historical rate in late 2015 and early 2016, the multifamily sector has eased. Single-family starts are increasing, but the liftoff is slow. Demand for housing seems to be slowly firming. On the international front, the UK's decision to leave the European Union had an immediate economic impact, as business activity in July shrank at the fastest pace since the last recession 7 years ago. The Market Economics Combined PMI Index fell to 47.7 in July, well below the expansionary 50 mark. Both services and manufacturing declined, with a particular drop in the services sector, which fell to 47.4. It's now at the lowest level since April 2007, when the global recession pushed the UK into 5 straight quarters of economic decline. The Bank of England declined to move on rates recently, but is expected to move fairly quickly as more bad economic news surfaces. The only good news from the PMI index report was in new export orders, which jumped to the highest level in 2 years as the pound declined following the vote. On the other hand, input prices have soared and factories are cutting jobs. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we have the July Consumer Confidence Index put out by the Conference Board, released on Tuesday, July 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to slip several points from the 98 seen in July. This would offset part of the more than 5-point gain we had last month. The steep declines in the stock market early in the month could have affected confidence. The rebound of the stock market, plus the strong employment gains, should keep confidence at a decent level. June new home sales will also be released on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We look for sales to increase nearly 3% to 567,000 units. New home sales are volatile month to month, but most housing data has been relatively upbeat. Durable goods orders for June will be released on Wednesday, July 27th at 8:30 a.m. We look for orders to remain weak following the 2% fall in May. Orders are projected to decline another 2% for June. Business investment remains weak, but the energy declines look to be reaching a bottom. June pending home sales will be released on Wednesday, July 27th at 10 a.m. We look for pending home sales to increase 3% in June, reversing the bulk of May's nearly 4% decline. This would be the fourth increase in the last 5 months. And we end the week with the advanced report for second quarter GDP released on Friday at 8:30 a.m. We look for real GDP to have increased just under 3% in the second quarter, following the 1.1% increase seen in the first quarter. The consumer will be the star, with personal consumption rising nearly 4%. Residential investment may retreat after the big 16% advance in the first quarter, and non-residential investment will remain weak again. And beware, the government will also release revised data back to the first quarter of 2013. This week, you will find the FTR experts at the following events. On Wednesday, July 27th, FTR CEO Eric Starks will be giving an economy and transportation market outlook at the 2016 WEX conference in Nashville, Tennessee. And on Thursday, July 28th, intermodal expert Larry Gross will be presenting on container shipping and intermodal for the JOC.com Peak Season Outlook webcast.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.